This is VOA News, reporting by remote. I'm Joe Ramsey. The Kremlin said Monday Russian President Vladimir Putin is ready to discuss a range of rights issues with his U.S. counterpart Joe Biden when they meet next month, apparently including the, quote, persecution of those behind the U.S. Capitol riot earlier this year. Biden on Sunday pledged to press the Kremlin chief to Minister Sergey Lavrov told reporters Monday Moscow would not shy away from discussing any issue at the summit, and Putin could raise the January 6 protests in support of Biden's predecessor, Donald Trump. He says Russia is monitoring the, quote, persecution of those behind the January 6 riot at the U.S. Capitol, adding that Russia wants to discuss protection of opposition rights in the United States. The face-to-face summit meeting between Putin and Biden comes amid the biggest strain in ties between the two countries since the end of the Cold War. Tensions are high over jailed Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny, the military conflict in Ukraine, and most recently in Belarus, after authorities last week forced a European passenger plane to land and arrested a dissident journalist. China's state media reported Monday the country will now allow couples to have three children, after a census showed its people are rapidly aging. The country is further unwinding four decades of strict family planning controls as the world's most populous nation faces a falling birth rate. China relaxed its controversial one-child policy to a two-child policy in 2016 due to widespread concerns over its aging workforce and slow economic growth. But despite government efforts, China's annual birth rates have continued to decline. This is VOA News.